Chapter 46 of Nectar Devotion, The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, written, compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami and translated into English by Srila Prabhupada. We're discussing the seven Gona rasas, or secondary rasas: astonishment and chivalry, Adbhuta Bhakti Ras, and Vira Ras. Vismaya Rati, arising from perception of extraordinary deeds, forms, and qualities, is the Sthayi Bhav, or the dominant emotion of Adbhuta Bhakti Ras. The expansion of the heart that takes place upon witnessing extraordinary objects is called vismaya, or astonishment. When astonishment arises from seeing the uncommon pastimes of Sri Krishna and receives nourishment from one of the primary emotions, Mukhya Prarthurati, which then recedes into the background, that astonishment is transformed into Vismaya Rati. Krishna's extraordinary activities may be perceived in two ways: sakshat, directly perceived; anumita, inferred; and sakshat is further divided into three categories: drishta, seen, in other words, directly perceived by seeing; and shruta, directly perceived by hearing; and sankirtita, directly perceived by reciting or chanting. There are two types of astonishment, as we mentioned. There's two ways to experience it: by direct perception and inference. So sakshat adbhuta, direct astonishment, occurs when one directly perceives Krishna's wonderful activities and qualities. Anumita adbhuta, which is inferred astonishment, occurs when one infers that Krishna has performed some astonishing act, although one does not directly perceive it. There are three divisions of direct astonishment, which is called sakshat adbhuta, which we just mentioned: astonishment by seeing, drishta; by astonishment by hearing, shruta; and astonishment by speaking, sankirtita. Nectar Devotion gives two examples of astonishment by seeing. These are page 365. The first one is that Narada Muni becomes astonished when he came to visit the Lord in Dwarka, and he saw that one Krishna was present in every one of the 16,108 palaces in the same body, yet he was engaged in different activities in each palace. Thus, Narada Muni became astonished and struck with wonder. This is an example of astonishment by direct perception, in this case seeing, or drishta. Then there's the example of Mother Yashoda. One of the elderly gopis told Mother Yashoda, "Yashoda, just see the fun. On one hand, here is your child, who is always captivated by sucking the milk from your breast. And on the other hand, there is this great Govardhan hill, which can obstruct the passing of the clouds. But still, just see how wonderful it is that this great Govardhan hill is resting on the finger of your child's left hand, just as though it were a toy. Is this not very mysterious?" This statement is another example of astonishment in devotional service by direct perception. Here's an example of shruta adbhuta ras, or astonishment, sakshat shruta. Maharaj Parikshit became astonished when he heard about how Krishna killed Narakasura. He did not witness the astonishing event, but his adbhuta ras is still called direct because it's by shruta. The cause of his astonishment was hearing Shukadev Goswami narrate the event, which then Maharaj Parikshit directly perceived with his own ears, Sakshat Shruta. So this is an example of ecstatic astonishment arising from direct oral perception. And there's a description on page 365. Narakasura attacked Krishna with 11 Akshohinis of divisions of soldiers, thousands of elephants, horses, infantry soldiers. And they're all throwing arrows at Krishna. But Krishna killed all of them simply by throwing only three arrows. Here's an example of by speaking Sankirtita. Sakshadat Bhutta by Sankirtita, by speaking. When Brahma returned to Satyaloka, he told the residents about his stealing Krishna's cowherd boys and calves. By giving them this news, Brahma became overcome with astonishment. This exemplifies astonishment arising from speaking. Although Brahma is not directly witnessing the astonishing event, he is directly witnessing his own narration of the pastime. Consequently, he is an example of ecstatic astonishment arising from direct verbal perception. Anumitta Adbhuta. This is the second type. It's called inferred astonishment. On page 336. After Krishna swallowed the forest fire in Bandiravan, the coward boys opened their eyes and saw that they had been relieved from the danger and that their cows and calves were all safe. The boys began to perceive the wonder of the situation simply by guessing how Krishna had saved them. This is another instance of direct perception causing astonishment in devotional service. So they did not actually see Krishna's amazing act, but they inferred it. Consequently, the coward boys exemplify ecstatic astonishment arising from inference, Anumitta Adbhuta. Astonishment, Adbhuta Ras, is dependent on love, Preeti. Without love or Preeti, there can be no Ras. Rupa Goswami writes in 366, the activities of a person, even if they are not very extraordinary, create an impression of wonder in the heart and mind of the person's friends. But even very wonderful activities performed by a person who is not one's friend will not create any impression. It is because of love that one's wonderful activities create an impression in the mind. Interesting, Srila Prabhupada was so absorbed in the Shastras that even in his room conversations or so-called casual speech with his disciples, and he would often, practically everything he said was coming directly from scriptures. Once in his room in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was drinking from a water cup, and he picked up the cup in his usual aristocratic style, and he was holding the silver cup in his right hand, and he was holding it with his thumb, his index finger, and his middle finger. And his ring finger and pinky finger were not touching the cup, and his pinky finger was rather extended out in the air, away from the cup, with a very beautiful flair. And he brought very carefully and slowly brought the water cup to near his mouth and poured the water into his mouth, Indian style, without touching his lips. Then replaced the cup very carefully and Krishna consciously back on the table in front of him. At that moment, one disciple said spontaneously, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, it's so amazing and so wonderful the way you hold that water, the way you're holding that water cup. I've never seen anyone hold a water cup like that. It's so beautiful, it's so attractive." And then Prabhupada laughed, said, "Yes. Because you love me, you see that everything I do is very wonderful. wonderful activities because you love me. Therefore, whatever I do, you will appreciate and will take notice of and think is nice. But if you were envious of me, or if you didn't like me, then everything I do, you would find fault with. So this comes right, this statement of Prabhupada is practically word for word from this chapter 46 of the Nectar of Devotion. Rupa Goswami is describing Adbhuta Ras, the astonishment and wonder that one's wonderful activities create an impression in the mind of those who love him. Now another Gona Ras, or secondary Ras, is chivalry, which is called Vira Ras. When the mood of valorous enthusiasm, so enthusiasm, utsaha, as we have in Nectar instruction, utsaha nischayat dharayat, it's one of the necessary qualities to make advancement in spiritual life, or bhakti yoga, is patience, enthusiasm, and confidence. So this chivalry or vira ras, the rati is utsaha rati. When valorous enthusiasm is nourished within the heart of a devotee by appropriate vibhav, anabhav, vyavachari bhavs, and sattvic bhavs, it transforms into rasa known as ecstatic chivalry or heroism, vira ras. Prabhupada describes in 366. When on account of love and devotional service for the Lord, there is special valorous enthusiasm, the resultant activities are called chivalrous. There are different types of chivalry or heroic ras. There are four types of chivalrous heroes. One is Yudhavir, Dhanavir, Dhyavir, and Dharmavir. Yudhavir is a hero in fighting, Yudhya, or Yudhavir. Dhanavir is a hero in giving charity. Dhyavir is a hero in performing acts of dhaya, or compassion. And Dharmavir is a hero in abiding by religious principles, Prabhupada explains. These chivalrous activities can be manifested in the acts of mock fighting, giving charity, showing mercy, and executing religious principles. By performing chivalrous activities in fighting, one is called Yudhavir. By charitable activities, one is called Dhanavir. By showing extraordinary mercy, one is called Dhyavir. And when one is munificent and executing religious rites, he is called Dharmavir. Devotees who possess these four moods are the four types of Ashraya Lamban for the Vira Bhakti Ras. Krishna is the Vishaya Lamban of all types of chivalry or heroic ras. Prabhupada therefore writes in page 367, Nectar Devotion, in all such different chivalrous activities, Krishna is the object. Now we'll describe the different aspects, the different types of chivalry. One is Yudhavir, which is heroic fighting or chivalrous fighting. So the Vibhav, the Vishaya Lamban of the Vibhav, Krishna is the object of chivalrous fighting. He enjoys this ras in two ways, either by fighting directly or by being a spectator. A friend who is eager to fight for the pleasure of Krishna is called Yudhavir. In this case, either Krishna may act as the contesting warrior, or another friend may do so at Krishna's bidding, while Krishna looks on as a spectator. Krishna writes, Srila Prabhupada writes, when a friend wants to satisfy Krishna by performing some chivalrous activities, the friend becomes the opponent, or else Krishna may give audience to the fighting. And by his desire, another friend becomes the opponent. Here's an example of Krishna as the opponent. Page 367. A friend once challenged Krishna, "My dear Madhav, you are very restless because you think that no one can defeat you. But if you do not flee from here, then I shall show you how I can defeat you, and my friends will be very satisfied to see this. There's another example. Krishna and Sridham, Radharani's older brother, were very intimate friends. Yet Sridham, out of anger with Krishna, challenged him. When both of them began to fight, all the friends on the bank of the Yamuna enjoyed the wonderful fighting of Krishna and Sridham. They prepared some arrows for mock fighting, and Krishna began to throw his arrows at Sridham. Sridham began to block these arrows by whirling his pole, and by Sridham's chivalrous activities, Krishna became very satisfied. Such mock fighting generally takes place among chivalrous persons and creates wonderful excitement for all viewers. Now, that was Krishna as the opponent. Now, here's an example of Krishna as the audience or the spectator. Rupa Goswami describes that Krishna's hair stood on end as he witnessed the heroic fighting skills of Sridham, who dexterously whirled a pole to deflect the arrows being shot at him. This is an example of Krishna enjoying Yudhavira Rasa as a spectator. Additional point on chivalry. Chivalrous devotees are jubilant and enthusiastic to fight, sometimes even with members of their own group. Harivamsa says that Arjuna and Krishna fought in the presence of Kunti, and Arjuna would be defeated by Krishna. Udipan. These are the stimulants. This is part of the Vibhav. There's a Lamban, which has Vishay and Ashray, and then Udipan, which is part of the Vibhav. And this is the stimulants to the Ras. When a challenger is present and exhibits bragging, slapping the thighs as a gesture of challenge, rivalry, heroism, and wielding of weapons, these symptoms are udipanas, which stimulate another's fighting spirit. Rupa Goswami lists the different udipans on page 367. Bragging, complacence, pride, power, taking to weapons, challenging, standing as an opponent. All these symptoms become impetuses, or udipan, to chivalrous devotional service. One friend challenged Krishna, "My dear friend Damodar, you are expert only in eating. You have defeated Subal only because he is weak and you adopted cheating means. Don't advertise yourself to be a great fighter by such action. You have advertised yourself as a serpent, and I am the peacock who will now defeat you." So it's a well-known fact. The peacock is the ablest enemy of the serpent. Now the anubhavs from this Viraras or Yudhavir. When these same symptoms are automatically exhibited without provocation by a challenger, they are anubhavs. Other anubhavs, including displaying one's valor or strength out of pride in one's virility, roaring like a lion, angry words, fighting postures, enthusiasm to fight, although alone, never retreating from battle, and displaying fearlessness before a frightened person. So these anubhavs of Yudha Vira Ras are very similar to the udipans. We can clarify this by means of a hypothetical situation. Samir is not in a fighting mood, but Amit challenges him by bragging, taking up weapons, etc. These activities impel the fighting spirit to arise in Samir. Consequently, they act as udipan. From another angle, Amit was in the fighting mood, which caused him to challenge Samir by bragging, taking up weapons, etc. Consequently, these activities were anubhavs for Amit, because they resulted from from his fighting mood. When something impels the fighting spirit, it is an Udipan. When something else results from one's own pre-existing fighting spirit, it is an Anubhav. Prabhupada describes 367. And such fighting between friends, when the self-advertisement, which means bragging, becomes personal, learned scholars say it is sub-ecstasy, or subsequent ecstasy, which means Anubhav. Jiva Goswami, in his comments, he describes bragging arises from one's own fighting spirit, not from someone else's fighting spirit. Thus, in such fighting between friends, when bragging arises from one's own fighting spirit, learned scholars say that it is Anubhav. Bragging is an Anubhav when it results from one's fighting spirit and is used to challenge others. On the other hand, bragging is an Udipan when it impels one's fighting spirit, coming as a challenge from someone else. This is true for each Udipan in Yudhavira Ras. For example, taking up weapons to challenge an opponent is an Anubhav, but it is an Udipan when someone else takes up weapons and challenges one to battle. In addition to these Udipan Anubhavs, there are some things which are exclusively Anubhav, such as enthusiasm in fighting, roaring like a lion, being enthusiastic to fight in spite of being alone, never withdrawing from battle, instilling fearlessness in persons who are afraid. Examples of bragging as an Anubhav. One friend addressed Krishna in this manner, "My dear Madhusudan, you know my strength, yet you are encouraging Bhadrasena and not me to challenge mighty Baladev. By this action you are simply insulting me, because my arms are as strong as the bolts of a gate." This bragging is as an Anubhav, because it is a result of one's own Utsaharati. It is a self-provoked challenge. Example of roaring like a lion. Devotee once said, "My dear Krishna, may your challenger Sridham become glorious for his chivalrous activities, such as vibrating like a thundercloud and roaring like a lion. May all glories go to Sridham's chivalrous activities." And the Sattvic Bhav and Vyabhachari Bhavs. The Sattvic Bhav, chivalrous activities in the matter of fighting, charity, mercy, and execution of religious rituals are all called constitutional. Prabhupada mentions briefly that the four types of chivalry manifest the standard eight constitutional ecstasies, Sattvic Bhav. The Vyabhachari Bhavs, expressions of pride, emotion, endurance, kindness, determination, jubilation, enthusiasm, jealousy, and remembrance are called constitutional. Constitutional ecstasy is Srila Prabhupada's translation of Sattvic Bhav. Unconstitutional ecstasy is Prabhupada's way of saying Vyabhachari Bhav. Now the Stayi Bhav. Yudotsaha Rati, or enthusiasm for fighting, is the Stayi Bhav, or dominant emotion, of Yuda Vira Bhakti Ras. A very firm attachment and urgency to carry out one's aspired for activity of fighting, giving charity, and so on, the fruit of which is praised by sadhus, is called Utsaha, or enthusiasm. And in enthusiasm, there is no dependence upon time and absence of patience and tremendous exertion or diligence. When enthusiasm arises in relationship to Krishna and receives nourishment from Mukhya Prartha Rati, it recedes into the background. It is transformed into Utsaha Rati. A very firm desire to achieve victory in the matter of fighting is known as Yudotsaha Rati. This is of four types. In other words, this enthusiasm to fight manifests in four ways. One is called Swashaktya Aharya. One fights by himself, by his own power, after being challenged or provoked by a challenger. Two, Swashaktya Sahaja. One fights by himself and he starts the fight. He fights by his own power spontaneously, without inducement. Three, Sahayena Aharya. One fights in a team after being challenged by an opponent or encouraged by an ally. In other words, one fights alongside a friend after being coaxed by that friend to accompany him in battle. Four, one fights in a team and he starts the fight. This is called Sahayena Sahaja. One is spontaneously eager to fight accompanied by a friend. In Yudhavira Bhakti Ras, only Krishna's friends can act as contesting warriors and never Krishna's enemies. Because they agitate the devotees, enemies can be the alambana in Roja Ras or anger. So, example of the Swashakti Aharya, one who fights by himself after being challenged, page 368. After being reprimanded by his father, Soka Krishna stopped fighting with Krishna. Yet Krishna continued to challenge him. In order to meet the challenge, Stoka Krishna took his pole and began to display his dexterity by whirling it. Stoka Krishna fought by himself after being challenged by Krishna. Now the second type is Swashakti Sahaja, fighting by himself and he starts a fight. One Sridham challenged Bhadra Sain, "My dear friend, you needn't be afraid of me yet. I shall first of all defeat our brother Balaram, then I shall beat Krishna, and then I shall come to you." Sridham is starting the fight, and he wants to fight each person one-on-one. Example of Sahayena Aharya, fighting with a friend in a team after being challenged. After being challenged by Sridham, Bhadra Sain teamed up with Krishna to defeat Sridham and his friends. Varotapa teamed up with his friends after being challenged by Krishna. Example of Sahayena Sahaja, fighting in a team and starting a fight. One of the friends of Krishna remarked, "Sudama is trying his best to see Damodar defeated, and I think that if our powerful Subal joins him, they will be a very beautiful combination, like a valuable jewel bedecked with gold." Sudama started the fight against Damodar, and he will team up with his ally, Subal. Ecstatic fighting is not possible without love, Preeti. Prabhupada writes in 368. In these chivalrous activities, only Krishna's friends can be the opponents. Krishna's enemies can never actually be his opponents. This challenging by Krishna's friends is called devotional service and chivalrous activities. Now the second type of virarās is dānavīr, chivalrous charity, or being heroic and giving charity. Dānavīr, or chivalry and giving charity, is divided into two parts, munificence and renunciation. Munificence means bahuprada, one who gives great wealth. And renunciation means upashtita duraparta tyagi, one who renounces the offer of wealth for wealth that is difficult to obtain. So munificence, or bahuprada, means giving charity to others. Renunciation, upashtita duraparta tyagi, means receiving charity from Krishna, but renouncing it. A devotee shows heroism or chivalry by never accepting anything from Krishna except pure devotional service. A person who can sacrifice everything for the satisfaction of Krishna is called munificent. This munificence is the bahuprada. So the Bahupada means giver of great wealth. So the Vibhav, Alamban, is one who is spontaneously willing to give everything, including his very self, for the pleasure of Krishna, is called Bahupada. He is the ashray of Dhanavira Ras. Therefore, the person for whose benefit charity is given, Sri Krishna, is a Vishai. So the Udipan is seeing a fit recipient for charity. That's the Udipan. Another Udipan for charity is Krishna. Seeing Krishna impels one's good and charitable sentiments, and thus one desires to please the Lord by helping others. When a person desires to make a sacrifice because of seeing Krishna, Krishna is called the impetus of the munificent activity. In Dhanavira Ras, the Anubhavs, it means giving more than is deserved, conversing with laughter, firmness or steadiness, cleverness and skill, and patience. Giving more than desired, conversing with a mild smile, steadiness, expertise, fortitude, and so on are the Anubhavas. The Vyavachari Bhavas are like, for example, Vitarka, counter-arguments, Utsukata, enthusiasm, and Harsha, jubilation. If we look at the Stai Bhavas, Dhanavira Ras, the Stai Bhava is Dan Utsaharati, enthusiasm to give charity. So Danotsaharati is the Stai Bhava of this Ras. Utsaha has already been defined under Yudhavir. A steady and deep enthusiasm to give charity is known as Dan Utsaha. When enthusiasm to give charity arises in relationship to Krishna and is nourished by Pararta Mukhi Rati, it is transformed into Dhanotsaha Rati. So there are two types of munificence, Bahuprada. One is Abhyudhayaka, which means giving charity to a Brahmin to create auspiciousness for Krishna. And two is Tat Sampradanaka, giving charity directly to the Lord. Now, a little bit elaboration. Abhyudayaka is the desire to invoke auspiciousness for Krishna by giving charity to others, as Nanda Maharaj did by giving charity to the Brahmins at Krishna's birth. This means bestowing prosperity. One who is willing to offer everything to Brahmanas and others in order to offer auspiciousness, to invoke auspiciousness for Krishna, is called Abhyudhayaka. Another example is Nanda Maharaj, who gave fabulous wealth to the Brahmanas at Krishna's birth ceremony. And now this Tatsampradhanaka involves giving charity directly to Krishna. This is described in 369. When a person knows the glories of the Lord completely and is prepared to sacrifice everything for the Lord, he is called Sampradanaka, or one who gives everything in charity for the sake of Krishna, handing over completely. In other words, one who is in full knowledge of Krishna's glories and who then offers all his possessions, even his very self, to Krishna, is known as Tatsampradanaka. There's two types of this charity: Priti Dan, to give to Krishna as a relative, and Puja Dan, to give alms to the Lord in a form of Brahman. Priti Dan was exhibited by Maharaj Yudhisthira at the Rajasuya sacrifice. Puja Dan was exhibited by Bali Maharaj, who gave charity to Vamanadeva in the form of a Brahman. So this Priti Dan is charity given to Krishna in a loving, friendly mood. And Puja Dan is charity given to Krishna in a worshipful mood. An example is given in 369. Out of deep friendship for Krishna, Yudhisthira gave him all his possessions and became disturbed when he finally had nothing else to give. This is Priti Dan, because his intimate friendship inspired him to give to Krishna. Puja Dan Tat Sampradanaka. Bali Maharaj felt that Lord Vaman was his Supreme Lord, the most worshipful object and worthy recipient of charity. This is Pujadan. Now we can discuss this renunciation aspect. And the alamban of this. This is Upastita Duraparta Tyagi. One who refuses even the five types of liberation offered by the Lord is called Upastita Duraparta Tyagi. This is a reversal of the roles exhibited by the first type of Danavir, Bahuprada. In other words, here the Lord is giving charity to the devotee who is acting as a recipient. So in this in munificence or Bahuprada, the devotee is the giver and the Lord is a recipient. In renunciation, the Lord is the giver and the devotee is a recipient. The devotee, however, displays heroic purity by renouncing anything offered by the Lord, even liberation. Prabhupada explains, page 369. A person who wants to give everything and charity to Krishna, but does not want anything in return, is considered the real renouncer. Thus, a devotee will refuse to accept any kind of liberation, even if it is offered by the Lord. So the Anubhavas are, or the Udipanas are, Krishna's mercy, conversation, and laughter. And the Anubhavas are steadiness in describing the superiority of the Lord. And the Vyavachari Bhavas of fortitude is most prominently seen in this rasa. In Stai Bhav, Tyagotsaha Rati is the Stai Bhav of this rasa, a very strong desire to renounce even the five types of liberation is known as Tyagotsaha Rati. So enthusiasm to renounce everything except Krishna's service. In other words, a powerful aversion to accept even the five types of liberation. There's an example of this in the statement of Dhruva Maharaj quoted from Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya. An example of chivalry, of renunciation. Even though various types of opulence were present before Dhruva, he was prepared to renounce them all. Now we discuss the third type of viraras, dayavir, chivalrous in giving mercy. Definition. Dayavir is a mood of compassion, daya, for Krishna, which inspires a devotee to perform heroic and chivalrous vira, acts of charity. The devotee's powerful mood of compassion makes him willing to do anything that may benefit the Lord, even if it requires him to cut his own body in two, which is mentioned in the Nectar Devotion. We'll read that in a second. So the Alamban, one whose heart is melting with compassion, and who is even prepared to cut his body to pieces and offer himself to a disguised form of Krishna, is called Dayavir. The Udipan, seeing the distress of the person toward whom compassion is displayed, is a stimulus for this ras. The Anubhavas are giving one's life, protecting the distressed person, speaking comforting, soothing words, and exhibiting steadiness. The Vyavachari Bhavas are utsukata, enthusiasm, mati, thoughtfulness, and harsha, jubilation. The Stai Bhav is in Daya Utsaha Rati, enthusiasm characterized by an abundance of compassion. Page 370. One devotee described his feelings about the charity exhibited by King Mayuradwaj. Krishna, disguised as a Brahmin beggar, asked the king for half his body to be sawed off by his wife and children. Because the king was had such strong compassion for Krishna, disguised as a Brahmin, he did not hesitate to fulfill his request, even though it required him to cut his body in half. One may ask, how is it possible to show compassion towards the Supreme Godhead. Dayavir is heroism motivated by compassion and pity for emotions felt for those in need. Since the Supreme Godhead can never be in need or difficulty, how could a devotee feel compassion or pity for him? To facilitate the exchange of loving emotions such as pity and compassion, the Lord's supremacy must be covered. Therefore, Dayavir Ras can only manifest when the Lord conceals his identity and appears in a disguised form. Staivav, Dayutsaha Rati, this is Staivav of this Ras. Enthusiasm which is possessed of tremendous compassion is known as Dayotsaha. When this enthusiasm to give charity is related to Krishna and nourished by Prartha Mukhi Rati, it is transformed into Dayotsaha Rati. The example of King Mayura Dwaj, who allowed his body to be cut in half to offer to the disguised Brahman Krishna, is an example of Dayavir. The king offered his body in sacrifice to Krishna disguised as a Brahman. He did not actually know the Brahman was Krishna. Had he known that the Brahman was Krishna, then the quality of compassion would have receded and enthusiasm to give charity, Danavir, would have been the dominant sentiment. This is the distinction between Danavir and Dayavir. So now, this can be discussed. Both Danavir and Dayavir involve heroic acts of charity for the Lord. Danavir occurs when one is aware of the Lord's supremacy. Dayavir, on the other hand, occurs when one is not aware of the Lord's identity. Charity given in Danavir is motivated by a sense of worship or a sense of friendship. Charity given in Dayavir is motivated by a sense of pity and compassion for the Lord. Jiva Goswami explains, Danavir refers to one who knows that the object of charity is the Supreme Lord. An example of Danavir is Bali Maharaj, who knew that Vishnu was disguised as the dwarf Brahman, Vaman. And therefore, Bali desired to give him everything. Dayavir refers to one who is unaware that the object of his charity is the Supreme Lord. Although the devotee is unaware of the Lord's position, his love for the Lord is so strong that he feels spontaneously drawn to him in a mood of compassion. Both Danavir and Dayavir are strongly rooted in Dasya Bhav. Dayavir is charity motivated by pity and compassion. But a servant cannot feel compassion and pity toward his infinite master. Therefore, the Lord hides his identity from the devotee. In the next wave, Karuna Ras, we will find that the Lord's supremacy may also be covered by Parama Madhurya, his supreme sweetness. In this case, the devotees are also unaware that Krishna is God, because their knowledge is covered by the incredible sweetness of the Lord. Moved by this intense love, they feel great anxiety when there is a threat to Krishna's safety, which gives rise to Karuna Ras. Dayavira Ras is specifically for devotees in the reverent Dasya mood. Karuna Ras is specifically for devotees in higher rasas, like Satya Vatsalya, etc. Dharmavir. Definition. Dharmavir is the chivalrous mood of being always engaged in dharma or religious activities for Krishna's pleasure. It says 371, any person who is always ready to satisfy Krishna and dexterous in executing devotional service is called Dharmavir, or chivalrous in executing religious rituals. A sober, this is in other words describing the Vibhav Alamban. Yashray. A sober and calm person who is always completely fixed in the performance of religious activities for the pleasure of Krishna is called Dharmavir. Now the Udipan and Anubhav. Udipan. Hearing the scriptures is the impetus to becoming Dharmavir, a hero of religiosity. Anubhav, moral conduct, tolerance, and sense control are the results of becoming Dharmavir. Theism, tolerance, control of the senses, and also are included. Prabhupada summarizes, Dharmaviras are produced after going through the authoritative scriptures, following moral principles, being faithful and tolerant, and controlling the senses. The Vyabhachari Bhavas include resolve, remembrance, and other symptoms. The Stayi Bhav of Dharmavir is Dharmotsaharati. Total absorption in religious activities is known as Dharmotsava. When enthusiasm for religious activities arises in connection with Krishna and is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Dharmotsava Rati. The example of Dharmavir is given in 371. King Yudhisthira, Maharaj Yudhisthira. He is the best example of Dharmavir because he performed many yajnas to the demigods for Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, the section ends by explaining how it is possible to worship the Lord by performing sacrifice to the demigods. So this Maharaj Yudhisthira, he is the best Dharmavir in the scriptures. A devotee once told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, Yudhisthira has performed all kinds of sacrifices to please you. He has always invited King Indra to take part in the sacrifices. Because King Indra was so often absent from his wife Shachidevi in heaven, she had to pass much of her time pining over Indra's absence with her cheeks upon her hands. Performing yajnas for the demigods is considered to be worship of the limbs of Krishna. The demigods are different parts of the universal body of Krishna. And therefore, the ultimate purpose in worshipping them is to please the Lord by partially worshipping his different limbs." Maharaj Yudhisthira had no such material desire. He executed all sacrifices under the direction of Krishna and not to take any personal advantage from them. He desired only to please Krishna and was therefore called the best of the devotees. He was always merged in the ocean of loving service. So this concludes chapter 46. Now we'll go on to chapter 47. Compassion and anger. Karuna and Krodh. Karuna and Krodh or Karuna and Rodra. Ras. Compassion. When lamentation, Shokarati, is nourished within a devotee's heart by the appropriate vibhav, etc., it transforms into tragic compassion and devotional service. Karuna Ras, page 373. When the ecstasy of devotional service produces some kind of lamentation in connection with Krishna, it is called devotional service and compassion. Karuna Ras is the Sanskrit term for devotional service and compassion. Karuna means tragedy. When the devotee sees Krishna in a tragic situation, he or she feels lamentation and compassion. Consequently, Prabhupada translates Karuna as compassion and sometimes lamentation. Vibhav, Vishaya Lamban. There are three objects of Karuna Ras: Krishna, his dear devotees, and the relatives of Krishna's associates. So discussing these three, the first one, Sri Krishna. Being the embodiment of uninterrupted supreme bliss, there is no possibility of any harm coming to Krishna. But when a devotee, out of intense love, thinks that some calamity may befall Krishna, he becomes the object of Karuna Ras for that devotee. Category 2. Priya. The dear associates of Sri Krishna may be the object of Karuna Ras when they are placed in a dangerous situation. The gopis who were threatened by Shankachuda are given as an example. Third type. Swapriya. The relatives of a devotee who are deprived of the happiness of bhakti due to an absence of Vaishnavism or other reasons may also be the object of Karuna Ras. The munis who attained Sayuja Mukti and were thus deprived of the happiness of bhakti became the object of Karuna Ras for Narada Muni, who was also a muni. Madri and Pandu became the object of Karuna Ras for their son Sahadev when he beheld the splendor of Sri Govinda's lotus feet, for they were deprived of such an opportunity. So the Ashrayalamban are also three. Those who witness Krishna in a tragic situation, those who witness Krishna's dear associates in a tragic situation, those who witness the relatives of Krishna's dear associates in a tragic situation. So these three kinds of devotees experience a sentiment of compassion. This sentiment generally does not arise in Shanta Bhaktas and in the Adikrita and Sharangata Dasya Bhaktas. The Udipan. Krishna's activities, qualities, and form, and so on, are the stimulants in this ras. How can these wonderful aspects of Krishna stimulate tragic lamentation? If Yashoda Devi sees Krishna in an extremely dangerous situation, her mind will become flooded with memories of his lovable qualities, forms, and activities. Her affection for him thus increases, and this in turn increases her lamentation over the tragedy that has now befallen him. Thus, Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes can be udipanas for Karuna Ras. Anubhav. Drying up of the mouth, lamentation, slackening of the limbs, sighing, crying out, falling on the ground, striking the ground with one's fists, beating one's chest, and so on, are the anubhavs of Karuna Ras. Also regret, heavy breathing, etc. The vyavachari bhavas include inertness, self-disparagement, debility, wretchedness, anxiety, despondency, ardent desire, restlessness, madness, death, laziness, confusion, disease, and fainting. Forgetfulness, illusion, moroseness. The sthayi bhav in this Karuna Ras. Shokarati is the sthayi bhav of this ras. The sorrow and grief that one experiences in the heart due to separation from the beloved or upon perceiving that some calamity has befallen the beloved is called shoka. When that sorrow arises in relationship to Sri Krishna and is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Shoka Rati. If one is aware of Krishna's opulence and power, then there is no possibility of fearing for his safety, and hence no possibility of experiencing Shokarati. But in a devotee who experiences Shokarati toward Krishna, the absence of knowledge of his majesty is not due to ignorance, but due to the overwhelming sentiment of love. Laughter and other emotions may sometimes arise even in the absence of Rati. But shoka is never possible without rati. This is what distinguishes shoka rati from hasa and so on. So examples. Our Prabhupada writes in relation to Stayibhav, bereavement or lamentation. Prabhupada says on page 373, when in the heart of the devotee there is expectation of some mishap to Krishna, it is called devotional service in bereavement, Kurunaras. Such bereavement is another symptom of this devotional service and compassion. Examples of Kurunaras. As mentioned earlier, there are three objects of Kurunaras: Krishna, his dear associates, and the relatives of Krishna's associates. Rupa Goswami gives examples of each one. Krishna is the object of compassion. One can experience Karuna Ras as a result of Krishna being put into a tragic situation. When Krishna was wrapped in the coils of Kaliya, his coward friends, seeing this the Lord's tragedy, were the reservoirs, ashrayalamban, of compassionate lamentation, Karuna Ras. When Krishna entered the Yamuna River, which had become very poisonous because of Kaliya, Yashoda feared all kinds of mishaps. She was breathing hotly. Tears from her eyes were soaking her clothes and she was almost collapsing. Here, Krishna is the object of compassion, Vishayalamban, and Yashoda is the reservoir of compassion, Ashrayalamban. Now, an example of Krishna's associates as objects of compassion. One can also experience Karuna Ras as a result of Krishna's dear devotees being put into tragedy. When Shankasura demon was attacking Krishna's queens one after another, Baladev became more and more bluish. Here the Vishayalamban is Krishna's queens, and the Ashrayalamban is Sri Baladev. Actually, throughout Brajmandal, there are many temples with deities of Balaram, Krishna Balaram, or Nandagram. We have Krishna Balaram, Nanda Yashoda, and Dauji, and Mahavan, there's Dauji. And all these deities of Balaram are black in color. So it's generally told because Balaram is absorbed in Krishna Bhav or Krishna Sevamrita, serving Krishna in various ways and various mellows. And he's always thinking of Krishna, so he's always thinking and absorbed, thinking of Krishna, absorbed in his service. Therefore, his beautiful whitish body is turned bluish, or like a dark rain cloud, just like Krishna. So the deity, therefore, is made in black, appearing in black form, black color. So this is some tattva here from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Balaram is becoming more and more bluish when this Shankasura demon was attacking Krishna's queens in Dwarka Leela. Now here's an example of relatives of Krishna's associates as objects of compassion. One can also experience Karuna Ras as a result of the relatives of Krishna's dear devotees being put into tragic situation. Hamsadutta describes that when Balaram sees Krishna's footprints, he bows down. When Narada Muni sees them, he becomes ecstatic and overwhelmed with compassion for the liberated souls or liberated sages who have achieved impersonal liberation and are thus bereft of the opportunity to see these wonderful footprints. Narada himself is a Muni, and liberated sages are also in the family of Munis. Thus, the liberated sages are relatives of Krishna's associate, Narada. In this example, the Munis are the Vishayalamban, and Narada is the Ashrayalamban. Actually, I made a small mistake here. In this previous example, the site of Nectar Devotion 374, when Shankasura demon was attacking Krishna's queens, actually, that's a misprint in the book for some reason. As if we know that Shankachuda or Shankasura, he attacked Krishna's gopis on the holy Purnima, on Gaur Purnima night, when Krishna and Balaram were going to dance with their different gopis in Govardhan, then Shankasura attacked them. So actually this refers to Vrindavaneshwari. So during this pastime, Baladev at Govardhan on holy Purnima or Gaur Purnima, he was becoming more and more bluish as he was watching Krishna pursue the Shankarsara demon. Compassion toward a relative is more evident in the next example. There is an instance when Sahadev, the younger brother of Nakul, became greatly gladdened at seeing the effulgent glowing of Krishna's footprints, and he began to cry out and call out, "Mother Madri, where are you now? Father Pandu, where are you? I'm very sorry that you're not here to see the beautiful footprints of Krishna." Sahadev's mother and father are the objects of his compassion because they were deprived of seeing Krishna's footprints. Therefore, Sahadev's mother and father, Madri and Pandu, are Vishaya Lamban, and he is the Ashraya Lamban. Advanced nature of Karuna Ras. This is page 374. In devotional service without strong attraction to Krishna, there may sometimes be smiling and other symptoms, but never the stress or lamentation that are symptoms of devotional service and compassion, Karuna Ras. Laughter, for example, can sometimes arise even in a devotee who has not yet developed his rati or bhav. However, lamentation and compassion for Krishna can never arise without rati. Love covers Krishna's supremacy. Since Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there can be no real threat to his welfare. Yet, unless one perceives a threat to Krishna's welfare or safety, there is no possibility of manifesting this Karuna Ras. Therefore, Krishna's Aishvarya, or supremacy, and omnipotence must be covered. In Karuna Ras, the devotee's intoxicating love covers his awareness of Krishna's supremacy. Page 374, Prabhupada explains. The apprehension of some mishap to Krishna or his beloved queens, as exhibited by Baladeva and Yudhisthira, has been explained above. This apprehension is due not exactly to their ignorance of the inconceivable potencies of Krishna, but rather it's due to their intense love for Krishna. Even tragedy is blissful. This goes on 374. This kind of apprehension of some mishap to Krishna first of all becomes manifested as an object of lamentation, but gradually it develops into such compassionate, loving ecstasy that it turns to another channel and gives transcendental pleasure. We must not equate Karuna Ras with ordinary material lamentation. Material emotions can bring only misery since they focus on the temporary platform. When our emotions focus on Krishna, they can result only in bliss. Thus, even tragedy is blissful in Krishna consciousness. This is the end of the discussion of this Karuna Ras.